As I told you, we had a boy, Baruch Hashem, Friday night. And this sugya has a little bit to do with the dynamic between a father and a son. Maybe we'll touch on Bris Mila, Mitzvah Hashem. Relates to the Zman which we're in now, which is the Mihal Emer as well, Mitzvah Hashem. Really, some of these thoughts came up from a phone call I received. Moshe Tzvi Weinberg called me on Friday morning, schmoozing for a while. We were discussing this inyan a little bit about the dynamic between Ben and the Talmud. So some thoughts which came out of that with some hosachos. So that is Hashem. The way that the world runs as we know it right now is that the halacha is v'hadarat p'nei zaken, that a Talmud is chayav to be mechaved his Rebbe. Chazal say, v'hadarat p'nei zaken, the zaken is zesha kana chachma. The person who has chachma, there's a chayav to be mechaved him. We wouldn't think that there would be a chayav on a Rebbe to be mechaved his Talmud. So that is only true in the world which we live in right now. That's because with that kind of samoichin, we don't see what value a Talmud has to his Rebbe. However, I don't know if we're going to have time to get into this in depth, how it is that the Talmud is actually the shayrish of the Rebbe, and how it is that because there are Talmidim, that's actually what is considered to be the source and the shayrish of the ma'ayon that the Rebbe has in order to have chachma. And my Rebbe once told me, and it's true from Svarim, that when he sits down to a tzibur to speak Divrei Torah, he knows right away. Now, I wouldn't say the quality; it's not so nice, but he knows how much the people who are attending the shir that they're here, there to listen or not to listen. Because if the words come out and the thoughts come out like a ma'ayon, then he knows that from the way that the words come out. Like Rabbi Chanina ben Dos in the Gemara, that how the words came out in Shkur Tfilas Befi, then he knows that the Tfilas is Neskava. So how much the words are Neskava on the Shemim and those who are listening is nicker in the mouth of the person who's saying the Shir, if he's sensitive to such things. So as we know it now, in Pnimius, again, as we mentioned, that the Talmud is considered to be the Shayrish for where the Rebbe gets his Chachma from. And we'll expound upon that in Mitzvah Hashem. But aside from that, Chazal tell us, "Mitalmida yose mikulam," that the Rebbe learns from his Talmud more than anybody. And the question, of course, is, what is there that the Rebbe is learning from the Talmud that he says about "Mitalmida yose mikulam"? Al pipshat, you can say that because the Rebbe learns Torah together with Talmidim, and they ask questions, and they cause the Rebbe to have to examine and to go into detail into what he's saying, and they make sure that everything what the Rebbe is saying is consistent, and they ask kashas. So that's why "Mitalmida yose mikulam." It doesn't explain that. Why it's Yoyse Mikulam? You know, if the Rebbe worked on the sugya on his own, or if he had a chaver, say Yoyse Mikulam. But the pshat is that there is something which the Talmud teaches the Rebbe as well. That the Rebbe teaches the Talmud chachma, but the Talmud teaches the Rebbe the mid of tmimus. The way that a Talmud sits by the feet of his Rebbe, the way that he asks, he inquires. The fact that the Talmud is makir, that he really doesn't know anything, and he's dependent on the Rebbe to teach him chachma, that tmimus is also a gevaldika chachma. And so the Rebbe shouldn't be mizgoye, and to remind himself from seeing the tmimus of his Talmidim, the midah of tmimus, that's something that every time the Rebbe, he sits with his Talmidim, that he gleans from them and he learns from them, the midah of tmimus. The Rav Shitzer once met the Chayza, didn't once meet him, he was the Talmud of the Chayza. And the Chayza said to the Rav Shitzer, you must understand first of all that the Rav Shitzer was very big, if you can say such a thing, on the mid of Chachma. Chachma was very big by the Rav Shitzer. He had a very big dislike for people who were he called Shaitan. A person needs to be, can't be a Nar, he needs to be a Chacham. He actually wrote on his kever, it says, that he called himself the Chacham Hadar. That he was gadol b'doyrei b'chachma elokos. The biggest chacham of his generation. So knowing that, the Chayza once said to the Rosh Hashanah, he says, by you that Chacham is so great, why does the Torah say, Tamim Tia Hashem Elokecha? You should go with Tzmimas with Hashem. It should say, you should be a Chacham. It's a good Takasha. So the Rosh Hashanah answered that it takes a lot of Chachma to be a Tamim. As if to say that there's Tzmimas, then there's Chachma, but a person who's a Chacham knows how to truly be a Tam. And that's what a Chacham needs to do. That when the dynamic between a Chacham and a Talmud, a Rebbe and a Talmud Chacham, and his Talmud, so the Rebbe is teaching Chachma to his Talmud, the Talmud is teaching Tzmimas to his Rebbe, but ideally what needs to be is that the Talmud should maintain his Tzmimas and not allow his Chachma to take away from that Tzmimas, but to become a Tam who's a Chacham. And on top of that, the Rebbe should glean and learn Tzmimas from his Talmidim, and therefore to also add on Tzmimas to his Chachma. And together there should be this merging of Tzmimas and Chachma together. And perhaps that's what it means, the Gemara refers to, not as a Chacham, but a Talmud Chacham. Talmud is a Bechin of Tzmimas. And a Chacham is a Chacham. But the Shlemus of an Adlam is that it should be a Talmud Chacham. Like David HaMelech says about himself, that he's a Talmud L'chalada. Right? That a person, David saw himself, that is, he was learning from everybody. And David HaMelech is the one who begins to heal him. I mean, Kufya Tess, Ashrei Tzmimi Derech. He speaks about Tzmimas all the time, David HaMelech. The need, the quality of Tzmimas. That the virtue of a Talmud Chacham is one who is able to merge his Chachma with his Tzmimas. But Fakert, that what comes first of the two? The Tzmimas comes first. That's why it's called a Talmud Chacham. Not a Chacham Talmud. But a Talmud Chacham. That the need of Tzmimas has to precede Chachma. Because the Asa level will be in his Gala, that although Chachma is a Gevaldic virtue, higher than Chachma is the need of Tzmimas. That's why the Torah says, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Alokecha, because the Tachas of Chachma is that a person should become a Tamim. The Tamid with Hashem Alokecha. And this will take place at a time of which the Sfarim speak about, Chazal and the Medrash, based on the Pasuk and Navi, says, Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitze, that a new Chachma, a new Torah will emerge from Hashem Yisbarach. And of course, it doesn't mean a new Torah Mamish, like the Christians make it out to be. It's not going to be a new Testament and an Old Testament. Chas V'Shalom. One of the Animam is that this Torah will not be Buchlafes. So the Mefarshim, the Gaon, and others explain that it means that we'll be able to see this Torah in a new light. That will be the Pnimius HaTorah will be in his Gala. And when a Jew looks at the Torah, he won't see the same Torah anymore. He'll see Tzirufi Oisiyas. He'll see Darshaning on the Tagin and the Taimim. It'll be a whole new Torah in front of his eyes. That'll mean that there'll be a whole new Hanhaga as well. And part of that Hanhaga will be is that there's going to be not just a Chiyav of a Talmud to Bechamit Pnei Rabbi, but also for a Rebbe to be Mechamit Pnei Talmida. Fakert. Perhaps that a Rebbe will have to mechabit his Talmud even more. Because we'll start to appreciate the virtue of Tzmimas more than the virtue of Chacham. Like we find by Yaakov Avinu. But Yaakov Avinu was the ultimate Ishtam. But he was an Ishtam, what? Yoshev Olam. He was sitting in the Orle Chachma. Right? But first he's called the Ishtam. If you want to know the identification of who Yaakov is, the Bechir Sheva Avos, Yaakov is an Ishtam. He learns Chachma too. And we know by Yaakov Avinu, how is he able to take away the brachos from Esav? He took away the brachos, this is Benirma, which literally means, like it was a conspiracy. But however, the Targum says on the word Benirma, Bechachma, that he took it with Chachma. Like we say, the Sfasai, as I say, Sfasai, Midaber Mirma can mean that it should be refrain from Mirma, or it should be Midaber Mirma, but it means Chachma. So it means Tam Yoshev Olam, which means to be able to merge the Tzmimas with that Chachma. And that's how he's able to take the brachas from Esav. That he found a way how to bring in the Chachma, to utilize Chachma in a way that it wasn't a stira to Tzmimas, but it was in line with Tzmimas. But he's identified as an Ishtam. He was Yoshev Olam. He learned how to work go b'mirma b'chachma. But that's how he's identified. Whereas we say about Esav, that Esav is completely an Ishchitzoni. Then he's completely has no shaykhis bechlal. We'll come back to Esav in a minute, what it means, anechi hoylech lomos, about the malcha yadom. But the ultimate virtue, as defined by Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Sheva Avos, is one who is an ishtam, but he's Yoshev Olam as well. That's the Bechir of a Talmud Chacham, which will be Nizgaleh in Torah Chadashim Iti Teitzeh. could very well be that the beginning of the revelation of this Torah Chadash Shemitah Teitzei took place in a revealed way by after the Churban Bayis Sheni. What do we find after the Churban Bayis Sheni? We have Rabbi Akiva, we have Rashbi, we have Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara tells at the end of Sota that when Rabbi Gamliel died, Batel Kavod HaTorah. The Kavod HaTorah became obsolete. The Gemara explains that it used to be that the Talmidim, that they stood, and the Rebbe sat. But after Churban Bayis HaMikdash, the Talmidim, they sit and the Rebbe stands. That's called, the Gemara says, Yared Chusha La'ilam. There was a Chusha which came onto the world. But in Pnimius, what that means, this change, is that what is Nizgal in the Pnimius, is that it's no longer Kavua anymore that the Talmud should stand in front of his Rebbe. Of course, we know that the Halacha doesn't change. When a Rebbe comes by, a Talmud has to stand. But at least in the Shir room, when learning in front of the Rebbe, the idea that now the Talmud sits and the Rebbe stands, as if the Rebbe standing in front of the Talmidim, means that there was Nizgal in Or in that generation, the Or of Tzmimus. That Chachma is now beginning, to take a backseat to Tzmimus, that Tzmimus is starting to eclipse the Mid of Chachma, and that Kuf of history, as we've crossed the midway point of the Briyas Ha'olam, of which it says about Briyas Ha'olam, Bereishis Bara Elokim, that Hashem created the world with Chachma. So if you take a look at world from the beginning point, which is the beginning of creation, Ma'isa Bereishis, the fact that the world was created b'chachma teaches me that we have to now be mechabin chachma. The world was created b'chachma. But since the tachlis of all chachma is really that a person should achieve the state of tmimus, and the or of Mashiach is related primarily to the or of the mid of tmimus, which is the or of David HaMelech, Ashrei Tmimei Derech. So therefore, by the Nes of Chanukah, which is already crossed the midway point into, we've come closer to the Erev Shel Mashiach. So therefore, at that Tkufa, right after Churban Bayis Sheni, we have Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Kiva, Rashbi, which is the beginning of the revelation of that light. When it was revealed to the world, it was revealed probably by Chanukah time. Because the whole Indian of Chanukah is the Indian of Chinuch, of teaching your children Torah. Like the Gemara says that a person who's regal boner, that his children will become Talmidei Chachamim. Right? We can't go into precisely this light and how it primarily relates to the light of Chanukah, but what you do see is that even though the halacha perhaps would dictate al-pidin, that the father should light and should be Moitzi Chol B'nei Beisai, we don't say that. We say that every single child in the house lights just like his father. He's not Yoitzi from Ayidei Aviv, right? Because the Av represents the Or of Chachma, and the child represents the Or of Tmimas, and that light has to be Nitzgal, the Ayidei Bonim. But it wasn't revealed. It wasn't revealed until later on in history. And it becomes revealed more and more within each and every generation. The Or of Tzmimus, which is Nisgala primarily through Rashbi and Rabbi Akiva, as we'll explain. But because this light has not completely been revealed in the world, that's how the Mishnah Sota tells us as well. The Ikmas of the Mashiach, there's going to be a lot of chutzpah. As it says that in the Arim Pnei Zakenim Yalbinu, that the Zakenim will stand up for Ketanim, and a Ben will be Mavayish Hasaviv. Where does all that come from? What that comes from is like this. It's very Pasha to what we said before. There is an Or which is in the sky in the world, that the Chachma will have to be Mechabah the Tmimus, that the father should be Mechabah his son, that the Rebbe should be Mechabah the Talmud. As Elionavi says, the Heshli Levavos Abanim, Valevbanim Alavaisan, that we're going to see that each one is a Shirish, one to the next. That a Ben is considered to be the Shayrish of his father. Of course, Al Pi Gilgul, you certainly understand why the Ben could be the Shayrish of his father. Because many times it happens that if a grandfather dies, right, he's Nisgagel in the grandson. In which case, the son is really the Shayrish of his father. Al Pi Torah's Gilgul, we certainly understand that. It comes out from Sayyidah Satarah, the whole secret of Gilgul. But this idea of Chutzpah means that as long as this Or has not been Nisgale, the Shlemis, the way it's supposed to, and we have these two worlds colliding, the world of Chachma and the world of Tmimas, that they're butting heads with each other. Some of Meidla, there's going to be a clash. That the father says, I deserve respect, and the Ben says, no, I deserve respect. It's like the whole secret, the whole thing of democracy, of free rights. Right? There's going to be an Or which is gone in the world called the Or of Hishtavas, that everything is equal. Right? But it can become corrupted, because if you start to say that save the whales, then save the people, and we're going to start to think that all creations are equal, Right? The people do crazy things and at the expense of human life because of crazy cheshbonos which they have, that everything has to be equal, all men are created equal. Right? That's not yet been nisgala the way that it needs to be nisgala in the Or HaTikun. So mamila becomes a clash. The banim say you have to be mechamimi, the father says mechamimi. This is the Or of Bereshis, of Ma'ariv Bereshis, versus the Or of the Or of Mashiach. Right? And chutzpah yasvi, they're going to be very, very strong chutzpah, that they're going to outdo it. It says, the maskana is that the zakenim yabdu tiktan. Why? Because the Ur Shemashiach is higher than the light of Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's what you find Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon. It could be very well be this is the pshat of why they died shlo nogu kovod zelazeh, because really nogu kovod zelazeh means that there's a relationship between charusas also. That each charusa there's going to be one who's stronger than the other one. And the mitzvah is that they have to be mechabed zelazeh. Not just that the weaker one should be mechabed. Right? How do you pair up charusas? It's a way that the stronger one will teach the weaker one. But in the door of Rabbi Akiva, it should have been understood from his Talmidim because he was considered to be the revelation of this light. Rabbi Akiva is called the Av of Torah Shebal Peh, and Rashi is considered to be the Av of Seidus HaTorah. That it should be Nizgal in that generation that they have to be Mechabed Zedzeh. Not just that the weaker one should be Mechabed the stronger one, but Shechabed Zedzeh. That the Tam should be Mechabed the Chacham, and the Chacham should be Mechabed the Tam. But because they weren't in line with the teaching of Yakiva, that they didn't know Kovet Zelazeh. Each one to the next. The Tam to the Chacham, the Chacham to the Tam. Mamela, they weren't in line with the Or of Rabbi Akiva. The way that the Arizal calls it is that they were Talmidim Rabbi Akiva called Meichin de Katnus. That Meichin de Katnus, that's outdated. There's a Meichin de Galus which is Gala Aide Rabbi Shimba Yochai. And Shimba Yochai teaches us what it means, the true dynamic between Rabbi and Talmid, and father and son. So comes along Rajvi with the Or of Rajvi, which is the Or of Lag Ba'imer, and he teaches exactly how it has to be. And the Indian is, we find by Rabbi Shimba Yochai Bedavka, the Gemara says in Sukkah and also in Sanhedrin and Perek Chelek, Gemara says that there are 36 hidden tzaddikim in every generation. Gemara says, what do you mean 36? Rabbi Shimba Yochai said about himself that the Bnei Ali are Mu'atin Hain, and if there's only two in the entire generation, it's me and my son. That's it. So the Gemara answers, Ha da Aydi Labar, but Ha da Aydi Labar. So Rashi explains that the Gemara had just then quoted what it means to be Bistakla, Bastakar Meira, She'ena Meira. So there are those tzaddikim that they need to take Rishos to look at the great light, and there are those who don't need Rishos. So Rashi and his son didn't need Rishos. They were able to see that Bastakar Meira whenever they wanted to. However, the Aruch and the Yad Ramah bring their, quoting Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says, what does it mean, highly bebar? Bar is a Lashon Ben. So Aydi Bibar means that they go up with their son. That Rav Shimon Yochai and his son were unique, that he and his son, the fact that he and his son were both Talmidei Chachamim, that Rabbi Lezer shared the same darga as Rashbi, that was unique. And you don't find that throughout the other tzaddikim of the generation. So therefore, that what you see, that the 36 hidden tzaddikim generation, that's just themselves, but not with their children. But to have this dynamic, you and your son together, that's only Rashbi and his son. So why should that be? Apparently, there has something to do with Rashbi and the secrets of Torah, that it's almost mechayev that the son should be on the dagger of his father. And that needs explanation. That needs explanation. The explanation, though, is based on what it says in the Pasuk in Torah. It says, "Ubacharta b'chayim, l'man techya ata v'zarecha." You should choose life so that you and your child should live. So take a look at Rav Moshe Feinstein there. Just to expound upon what he says. But there's an inyan that although we invest so much time in chinuch in terms of training our children, building and sowing into our children, into how they should be tzaddikim, there's a secret of chinuch which is called lematich ya'at v'zarech. That means that if a person reaches the darga of what's called chayim, of life, he reaches the secret of what's called chayim, then it's muftach lematich if you are uvachar to v'chayim dekayit, and you choose life, and you're oimin on the secret of what life really means, then you're muftach that you and your son will walk on the same path, that your son will be on the same madrig as you. Which means to say, that you won't have to invest so much time into being mechanech your son. Because since you're holding on the dag of chayim, that chayim is v'chayim that your child will be like you. that the Chassam Sofer said about himself, that it was mamash and nes, it was a pel and a chesed from Hashem, that his children turned out to be that they really were. The mamash, the goyim, Chassam Sofer, and in their children afterwards, mamash, he has a whole lineage of tzaddikim after tzaddikim. But why is that? See, he invested so much time and being the Gadol Ador in the community and beyond, that it was a chesed that Hashem did for him, that his children should be like that. But the oimik hadvarim is that when a person reaches the nekud of chayim, even if he's not mechanech his son to children, he leaves it, it's almost like Hashem is machtiach him that if you reach this nekuda, I'll take care of your children. And that's based upon what the Zohar says, and there's a svar to this. Zohar says, Ben is stabik tadir ba'aviv, that Ben is always dabik to his father. Beloy piru deklal. That really the father and the son are inseparable. It means to say that even after the child is born, the father and the child are still connected. That the Gemara says, Bara kara de abuha, that the children are like the feet of the father. If you take a look at the Chazal and the Vilna Gaon and the Pasuk in Mishlei, which says, Bini im yagya libcha yismach libi gamani, the Vilna Gaon says that the reason why the father says to his child, if you're happy, I'm happy too, the Vilna Gaon says that a father and son are like a magnet which are cut in half. That even though they're moving in two opposite places, if you move one, the other one moves also. Which means to say that the father and son are always attached, even though they've been separated from each other, because the son comes from the tipa samayach of the father. But he's davet to him. He's mukusher to him like his feet. And a person who reaches the darg of chayim means that even his feet, which are normally called ragleha yardos mavis, the feet of the place of misa, they too become chayim. We can't get into the details. Al pi kabbalah, the children are considered to be the nahi, the netzachod yesod of the children, of the father, which means like the feet of the father. Which is why it relates a lot to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the inyan of Hod. And in that Hod, mainly he's malad the Hod, which means to say that even the Ben becomes like his father, which is like Reb Elazar became like Reb Shimon. When a person reaches the Darg of Chayim, he's oimed on the secret of Chayim, the secret of the Eitz Chayim, and mainly his son becomes like his father. Because in Primius HaTayra, the Ben is Istabek, Todr, Be'aviv, B'loi, Pru, Deklah. And this is Reb Shimon. That's why Reb Shimon is called Bar Yochai, which means to say he's a lashon of Chayim. Even Bar is a lashon Ben. Bar Yochai means that the son is alive. Because if you are able to reach the dag of Chayim, then your son will be like that. But the very last word that came out of Rashbi's mouth, it didn't mamash come out of his mouth, as Isaiah says, but the last word he wanted to say was Chayim ad ha'olam. He says, hey, the word Chaim did not come out of his mouth. He wanted the last word on his lips was the word Chaim. And the very last pasuk which he darshan, one of the last pasuk which he darshan before he died, was the pasuk, Lo hamesim yahad luka v'loi kol yor deduma. The inyan of Chaim. Shimon represents the mid of Chaim, the secret of life. And the Zohar says about itself, it calls itself the Ilan of the Chaim. Right? That's why it's called the pre-Eitz Chaim. The Arizal called the Sefer the Eitz Chaim. Right? The premise of Torah is makosher to the secret of the Eitz Chaim. So therefore, because Reb Shimon reached the Darga of Chaim, he's the Aili Bebar. He goes up into Gan Eden, he has a special dynamic with him and his son, that it, which relates to Pnimius HaTorah, that if a person reaches the Darga of Chaim, which only Pnimius HaTorah can afford such a person, kemat, memela, he's echad that his son should be without any work whatsoever. We have this in Niglas HaTorah too. The Gemara says, V'yamushil, if you have three generations of Talmid Chachamim, Hashem says, shall yafsik Torah mizarim. There's like, it creates a chazak. It creates a chazak that if you have three generations, everybody will be Talmid Chachamim. And the root of that is really Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Since Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov was a shalshelet of Talmid Chachamim, memela, it's muftach that la'asalala v'chol banayich l'mudi Hashem. La'asalala, everybody will be a Talmid Chacham. Because he's going to go back to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. But even in Pnimius HaTorah, it's nothing to do with the Chazakah. In Hilchos HaTorah, you need to create a Chazakah. But in Pnimius HaTorah, even if one such person reaches the Darg of Chaim, then it goes over to his son as well. And therefore, his Ben becomes his Talmud. Without having to invest that much. That's what you find especially in Chassidus. And Chassidus is very much rooted in learning a Pnimius HaTorah. You find very, very often that the children of the Admirim became Admirim as well. Like, for example, in the Rizhin dynasty, right? The Rizhiner going back to the Magid from Medrash, and then Rav Maramalach, and then him, and then you saw the Jinner, and then the whole Trukotov dynasty and Sadiger and v'chule, right? Over the Devichaim, by the Rashatzer, all the great tzaddikim. It was almost understood that their children would take over for them. Why is that so? Because since in Pnimius HaTorah, which is Mekushet HaChasidus, it was a given like that. It was almost a given that the children would be the Talmidim as well. Not so in Niglas HaTorah. You don't find so frequently that when a person became a Posik or a big Gadol B'Yisrael that his children were like that afterwards. You don't find that like a Shalshalis and Brisk, you have a little bit. But otherwise, you find here and over there, you know, that there were Tzaddikim and their children became Tzaddikim after them, or sometimes not. Sometimes not. It was never Muftach that way. That's because there's a difference between focusing on the Soid HaChayim, which gives you Muftach that way, and Niglas HaTorah is not like that. You have the Chazakas, you have other things, but you don't have that, because there's a difference of the Soid HaChayim, which is prevalent by Pnimius HaTorah, whereas not so by in the Chitzonius HaTorah.
Briskly also focus on Pnimius,
so what's going on? Yeah. Rav Moshe said the same thing. He said, briskly focus on Pnimius also. You could say that. Say that perhaps. That's what you find. The Gemara says about Bnei Edom. Bnei Edom, Gemara Navar Zara, Loi Malchi Malka Bar Malka. They don't have by Bnei Edom that there was like a Yerusha when it came to the Malchus. Because Edom is Esav. And Esav is Chitzonius. Esav is Chitzonius. Whereas by Yaakov, who's called, Yaakov is called Ilana Dechaye. It says by Yechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, Yaakov was in Dovik to the Eitzachayim. So all of Yaakov's children are to meet the Chachamim. Every single one of them, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, all from the highest to the lowest. They're all mamish like Yaakov Avinu. Every single one is like Yaakov. Not so by Esav. Loi Malche. Malka bar Malka. They don't have that. Because Esav is shaykh to Misa. He says, I know Yechi Hoylech Lamos. But Lamos Ali B'chayra. B'chayra is Gematria Eitzachayim. He has no shaykh to the Eitzachayim. He mainly he's Misa. Raglea Yordas Mavis. His feet are not lifted up to be B'darka of Chayim. Not like the feet of Yaakov Avinu. But Yosef Ragav El Amita. Yaakov gathered his raglayim to the Mita before he died. Yaakov Avinu Lameis. And that's why it's true, especially by David HaMelech. David HaMelech, we know that the Malchus was given to Beis David, which means to say that all the children of David are all going to be kings. Right? How does that happen? Because David HaMelech reached the secret of Chayim. He attained the secret of Chayim. David HaMelech is so Chayim Kayam. And so Hashem made a shvuah to David. Nishpati the David Avdi ad oilam achin zarecha. Forever and ever, your children will sit on the throne. How did that happen? It wasn't just a gift that Hashem gave David. It's that since David was so dovek to the Sorat Chaim, so dovek that he was makasha all of the Zoras after him to the Sorat Chaim. But of course, it has to mean that they have to live up to it. Then you can't just, if you have, let's say, like an Admor, right? You have a Rebbe, and his son is not a Talmid Chacham like him. So the Divya Chaim has a tshuva, that it doesn't go to the son. It goes to somebody else. It goes to the biggest Talmud. Because there's certain standards and conditions for a Rebbe that he has to be a Talmud Chacham. You don't just give it over blindly to the son of the Rebbe. Because he has to be a Talmud and a Ben Biyad. And first he has to be a Talmud. If he's a Ben but not being a Talmud of his father, then he gets nothing. He has to be Biyad of a Talmud and a Ben. And this goes back to what we said before. That this chitzonius haTorah, the Torah says v'shinantum levanacha, that a father has to teach his child. That's called Torah shebichsav. In Torah shebaal peh, which is the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, what do we darshan? Banecha elu tamidecha. Right. So in Pnimius haTorah, which is Torah Rabbi Akiva, Akiva is going to be the ava all Torah shebaal peh. So Talmud is even higher than a ben. That's why the Mishnah says in Horius. It says if you have a father who's drowning, and you have a Rebbe who's drowning, who do you say first? Save the Rebbe. Why? Because your father is Mevi'u L'chayilam Azeh, but your Rebbe is Mevi'u L'chayilam Abba. So Talmud is even higher than a Ben. The Rebbe precedes the father in Hilchas HaTorah and Torah Shabbat Peh. In Pnimius HaTorah, which is Rashbi, they two come together. That's called Talmud and Rebbe come together. Talmud and Ben come together. And that's exactly the dynamic between Rashbi and Rebbe Elazar. That they live together in the Ma'ara, they're buried together in the Ma'ara, and they're Adli Babar. They go up together. Because Rebbe Elazar was the Talmud and the Ben. When you have a Talmud and Ben, that's called the climax, the epitome of what it means, the Soid of Chaim. That your Talmud and your Ben, they're mamash hayin lach. This idea, skipping out on a few things here, how it's even possible that Rashbi even eclipsed the Madrega of Rabbi Akiva, which perhaps we'll get to in momentarily, but this idea which we began with, which is that there's called Chachma and it's called Tmimas, and there are two lights, the light of Maaseh Bereishis and the light of Mishar Shemashiach. This really goes back to the Shnei HaMa'oris HaGedolim, the Chama and the Levana, the Shemesh and the Areach, that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Memayit, the Or HaLevana, which means to say that what only shines now is the Or of the Chama. The Or of the Chama is the Or of Chachma. Or of Chachma. But the Or of the Levana, which is the Or of the Talmud, of the Ben, of the Malchus, that's Nismayit. We don't appreciate the value and the light of the Tzmimus of the Ben. That's why the word Ma'oros, Mem Aleph Reish Vav Tav, is the Osios Or Tam. Or is the Or of Chachma, and Tam is the Mid of Tzmimus. That's why it's called the Ma'oros. Two Ma'oros is the Or of Chachma and the Or of Tzmimus. And right now, the Or of Chachma is king, and the Or of Tzmimus is not. However, Lasalavo, when there's a tikkun of the Levana we say will eclipse even the sun, have a greater light even than the sun. It'll be the mamish be one. And that Chachma Tzimus will be in a siyache, like we said before. This is the secret of Talmud Chacham, and Talmud Tam comes before the Chachma. That's why it says Zakenim Na'arim Pni Zakenim Yalbinu. Yalbinu is a lashon Levana. That the Na'ar, who's considered to be like the Tzmimus, and the Zakein, the Zeshekana Chachma, the Na'ar will be Yalbinu. He'll give the Or of the Levana, will shine back to the Shemesh. That the Tam will be Mashpi and his Rebbe. So that's why currently, what do we say? Torah says that the Kohen Gadol wears the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim represents, like we said before, the Shnei Ma'aris, or Tam. Urim V'Tumim. Urim is the light of Chachma, and Tumim is the light of Tzmimus. And the Kohen Gadol, who's the Tzadik Ador, has to be able to wear both on his chest. The Kohen Gadol has to be Miyached, the Shemesh, and the Ariach together. That's the secret of Yom Kippur, going with Naim Lifnim, that when he came out, his face was shining like the sun. However, by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what do we say in the Pizman of Bar Yochai Nim Shachta Shrecha? What is the last one? Luvu Shechayshen Tumech of Yurecha. Then here it says Tumim before Urim. That in the Torah it says Urim v'Tumim. That's because the Or of Moshe Rabbeinu. But by Rashbi it says Tumech of Yurecha. That the Tumim comes before the Or. That's the Or of Shemashiach. That the Tumim will eclipse the Or of Chachma. That's Torah's Rashbi. Which is why, in a certain sense, Rashbi is even higher than Rabbi Akiva. That's what it means. Nimshachta Ashrecha Shemesasim Yechavirecha. We could even say that Rabbi Akiva is a Bechin of Mayim. Because he says, we know that he was Neskai Vayedei HaMayim, the Mayim that penetrated the rock. And he says, when you get to the Avnei Shayish, Al Toimer Mayim Mayim, Rabbi Akiva has Shayiches to Mayim. The Rashbi is the union of Shemen. And Shemen is Oyla Al Kala Mashkos. That the Shemen of Rashbi goes even higher than the Mayim of Rabbi Kiva. Kiva can be is Mayim because that's considered to be Torah Shebal Peh. But Rashbi is the Pnimis of Torah. Pnimis of Torah is considered to be the merging of Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebachsaf. That's why the Shemen of Rashbi is even Oyle on top of Rabbi Kiva. That's what the Gemara says, that a person is Makane, everybody, Chutz mi Bnoi v'Talmidoi. Kiva doesn't have Kina for Rashbi, especially if you put the two things together. Chutz mi Bnoi v'Talmidoi, that means the Ben who's also a Talmud. This is the secret of the yichud of Talmud and a Ben together. That's the idea. There's Talmud, there's a Ben, and a Pnimis Torah, it's a Talmud and a Ben biyachad. That's what you find by a tzaddik, and I know such a tzaddik, that if you know that there are certain tzaddikim that you don't see that they invest so much time in the chinuch of the children, but each and every one of the children are mamish special. They're mamish tzaddikim. How does that happen? Because if you become such a tzaddik that you're dovek to the nekud of Chaim, then it happens with Mela. That it runs to your feet where your children are, and it's mispashet to your talmidim, and just from the fact that the tzaddik, that there's one tzaddik, this is really what Chassidus is based on. If you can have one tzaddik that you afford him the ability that he's able to find the nekud of Chaim, then everybody in the Chassidus benefits from that. Of with bnei Chaim zayne, of which the Gemara says it's not bezchus atayim nusas, but mazla, and the Zayin says mazla is called the Itzah Chaim. that if you can be zeichet to that mazel that it's a chayim, then it's banei chayim mezayne, that the banim have chayim and mezayne. You'll be able to be mamshe chayim to everybody. So it's nigger if you have such a tzaddik, you find by his children that they're all tzaddikim, that they're all like him. It's a simen mufak that he can be mechayim mezayne, in my opinion. That he has the koyach to be mechayim mezayne. Because the children, which is the feet, which is the place of the misa, if you're going to be mamshe chayim, you just memele to his children, it's a simen that he has the koyach of tchiyas mezayne. To be makatze, because this is a big sugi, I didn't have time to really be marchev. But just know, leman tichya at avizarecha, which is the site we said before, leman tichya, if you find the secret of chayim, upachad machayim, at avizarecha, you and your children will have it too. It's gematria tchiyas amesa. That's exactly what it is. That there's a mini tchiyas amesa which takes place without us even recognizing that if a father is dovak to the secret of chayim, his children, his talmid, and they all benefit from that, that's a me'ein of tchiyas ameis. That's the secret of tchiyas ameis on lasa level. And then you take this dead levana, which is the or of tmimus, and you give it life again, to the fact that it even precedes the urim, that it becomes tumecha v'urecha, right? That's the b'chin of Rashbi. That's the or of Rashbi. And that Shavuos is really considered to be the yichud of these two oris, like my Rebbe quoted last night. That Chaga Shavuos is gematria melech, melech keser. Right, shnei malachim b'keser echad. That's the dag of the Kohen Gadol. That's the dag of B'shech Tekenu. That's the secret of Chag HaShavuos. The merging of these two inyonim of Tam and Ben, which is like David HaMelech is buried. He died on Chag HaShavuos. The secret of David HaMelech Yisachat Kayam. The secret of Chaim is the secret of this yichud of the Or and the Tumas Gavroch Shem Mizakos. We will be zeichet to that Or until the Chaim, real Chaim Nitzchei, this Goyisek, Meir Amenu.